Iran leader says law must be implemented.
Iraqis protest insults against Ayatollah Sistani.
Mottaki confers with Syrian president.
Turkey, Israel threatening global peace.
Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said Saturday the Iranian nation must avoid taking extrajudicial measures so as not to obstruct the path of justice. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that at a time when sedition and plots prevail, action becomes more difficult and determining the truth harder. The leader went on to describe how the enemies of the first Shia Imam, Ali ibn Abu Talib, peace be upon him, had sowed the seeds of sedition during the 7th century battle of Safin. In those difficult times and unclear conditions, Ammar ibn Yasir was the one of the Imam's closest, purest, and most reliable companions, shed light on the situation for those who were hesitant, he said. The leader went on to say that Ammar tried to show there was no difference between those who stood against the Prophet of Islam and the enemies of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, other than the fact that those who opposed Imam Ali, peace be upon him, claimed to be the guardians of Islam, the Quran, and the Prophet, peace be upon him. Ayatollah Khamenei said, since the 1979 Islamic Revolution and throughout the life of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, oppressive powers, backward people with links to the global arrogance, and deviant individuals within the country were all members of the same group. Calling for more attention to be paid to the position of the U.S., British and Israeli media outlets regarding Iran's political developments, the leader called for further vigilance against the non-stop enemy plots. The leader of the Islamic Revolution then praised the Iranian people, particularly the younger generation, for their understanding and religious fervor. Ayatollah Khamenei said that the Iranian youth, who are passionate about their religion, sometimes exercise patience, as they should, but when the time comes for action, they are ready on the scene. It is natural for the young members of the voluntary besieged force to be angry and hurt about how a small group violated the sanctity of Ashura and insulted Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, said the leader. Ayatollah Khamenei further warned against any extreme reaction which would unknowingly fuel the enemy sedition. The leader made the remarks in reference to the riots on Ashura, during which protesters damaged public property and clashed with security forces. In response to the unrest, millions of Iranians took to the streets on December 30th, condemning the desecration of Ashura mourning ceremonies and expressing their anger toward the foreign-backed plot to provoke unrest in the country. The leader laid praise on the move and said no government in the world can call forth such an enormous national mobilization in 2 days and bring tens of millions of people to the streets. Ayatollah Khamenei warned that the enemy was drawing up an intricate plot for a dangerous game. In these unclear conditions, we must act with vigilance and open eyes. However, when the conditions require, we must also show firmness. This way, we can stop the enemy in its tracks, the leader explained. Ayatollah Khamenei then asked all responsible bodies of the Islamic Republic to precisely implement the articles of the law in a full and firm fashion. The leader said that those who have no responsibility or legal duty must not interfere in that process. Some innocent people who hate these villains may seriously be hurt. Therefore, everyone must refrain from taking any action on their own. Everything must be done according to the law, the leader concluded.
People across Iraq took to the streets on Saturday to protest a Saudi cleric's insulting comments regarding Iraq's most revered cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. During the demonstrations, protesters condemned the insulting remarks and called on the government to take a tougher stance on the remarks. Leading Wahhabi cleric Muhammad al-Rafi in a Friday sermon had termed the Shia cleric an atheist and debauched. The Wahhabi cleric has also launched an attack on Iraq's Shias, accusing 65% of the country's population of conspiring with Yemen's Houthis against Saudi Arabia. Iraqi President Jalal Talabani has responded to the verbal attack on the Grand Ayatollah, who has played an increasingly prominent role in Iraq since 2003 when the U.S. led an invasion of the country. Talabani has appealed directly to the Saudi king, Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, to intervene and stop insults against Iraq's revered Shia scholar. Insult to Sistani causes division and quarrels that spark the flames in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and other countries, the Iraqi president wrote in a letter to Saudi monarch. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki strongly criticized the Saudi religious institutes after the cleric's insulting remarks. Maliki said Saudi religious institutes had a tendency to launch attacks on Shia clerics due to their hostile attitude towards Shia Muslims. Also, Iraq's parliament condemned the remarks by calling on the Saudi government to take a transparent position on the issue. In a statement, Iraqi lawmakers accused the Saudi cleric of intending to create a rift among Muslims. The Iraqi parliamentarians called on the Saudi government to warn the Wahhabi clerics against making provocative statements. The Iraqi lawmakers also called on the Arab League, the Organization of Islamic Conference or OIC, and Association of Asian Parliaments to condemn the remarks. Holding considerable influence over Iraqi political developments, the Grand Ayatollah is consulted on major political matters within the country. Prime Minister al-Maliki last week traveled to the holy city of Najaf to discuss preparations for the March parliamentary elections with Grand Ayatollah. The move against the Grand Ayatollah Sistani has also drawn condemnation from the Iranian people and government. On Sunday, Iran's parliament issued a statement condemning insulting remarks of Saudi cleric Muhammad al-Orefi. The statement said the remarks were part of a U.S. plot to sow seeds of division among the world of Muslims at a time when the Islamic nations were in need of unity and solidarity more than ever. The Iranian MPs called on the clerics of Saudi Arabia to confront the U.S. and Zionist regime instead of creating division among Muslims. 240 Iranian parliamentarians also called on the Saudi Arabian government to punish the cleric who made their remarks in line with solidarity of Islamic nation.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucheh Mottaki and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad held talks on Monday over the bilateral and regional issues. During the talks in Damascus, the Syrian president appreciated Iran's regional policies, citing two countries' ties as brotherly and cordial. Several issues, including the latest regional developments, Gaza in particular, and expansion of mutual ties, were addressed during the meeting. President al-Assad said the efforts which have been made for bolstering Iran-Syria ties were in the best interests of the two countries and the entire region. Condemning terrorist bombings in Iraq, the Syrian president called for the removal of the obstacles in the way of boosting Damascus-Baghdad cooperation. Referring to the Western countries' plots to strengthen their presence in the region, President al-Assad said cooperation of the regional states played a vital role to foil the enemy's plots. Iran's top diplomat said proper steps have been taken for expansion of mutual ties, emphasizing the need to establish consular facilities for the betterment of the two countries' cooperation. Mottaki said prospects for Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, and Yemen were very dark, adding the major powers were intent on trying to sow the seeds of discord among the regional states. describing the U.S. policies in the region as a failure in the past 8 years. Motegi said such policies have given rise to insecurity, instability, terrorism, and radicalism in the region. Further noted that Iran and Syria were ready to sign a new agreement to revoke visas requirements for nationals of the two countries. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Motegi said Iran and Syria agreed to facilitate visits by the two countries' nationals as a way of bolstering ties. He also described his meeting with the Syrian president as very fruitful and said he conveyed the message of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to President al-Assad. The existing ties and relations between Iran and Syria are satisfactory, Motegi said, and added that the two sides exchange views on expansion of all-out political, economic, and industrial cooperation. On regional developments, Iranian officials said both sides discussed current developments in Palestine and expressed their concern over threats posed by the Zionist regime. Various regional developments in Afghanistan, Pakistan, along with the upcoming elections in Iraq, as well as the rights of the Palestinian people, were on the agenda of the meeting. The Iranian foreign minister arrived in Damascus on Monday and conferred with the country's president and foreign minister on issues of mutual interest, along with regional developments. The visit was made in response to a visit of Syrian foreign minister to Tehran last year.
Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at the Zionist regime on Monday over its crimes in the besieged Gaza Strip and the violation of Lebanese rights. Speaking at a joint press conference with his Lebanese counterpart Saad Hariri in Turkey, Erdogan said Israel has to stop violating Lebanon's airspace and its territorial waters. Erdogan said, "We can never remain silent in the face of Israel's attitude. It has disproportionate power and it is using that at will while refusing to abide by UN resolutions." He warned, "These steps by the Israelis threaten global peace." Both prime ministers also slammed Israel's airstrikes in Gaza, warning they were undermining prospects for any peace and prosperity in the region. "Attacks in Lebanon is terrorism itself. We have to stand shoulder by shoulder against the enemy's plans. We have to stop Israel," visiting Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri said. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, whose country's once flourishing ties with Israel took a sharp downturn last year, said, "Turkey will never stay silent on Israeli violations of Lebanese airspace." Erdogan also took a swipe at Israel over its air raids on the Gaza Strip, questioning the willingness on the part of the Zionist leaders to make progress toward a comprehensive peace in the Middle East region. Israel's ties with Turkey, a key regional ally, were poisoned by its massive offensive in Gaza last year, which prompted an unprecedented barrage of criticism from Erdogan's Islamist-rooted government. In October, Turkey excluded the Zionist army from joint military drills and said it would continue to suffer unless Israel ends the humanitarian tragedy in Gaza and revives peace talks with the Palestinians. Erdogan also renewed criticism of Western powers on Monday for pressuring Iran on its nuclear activities while tolerating Israel, considered the region's sole, if undeclared, nuclear power. He said, "We are against the development of nuclear weapons by any country in the region." "Israel has nuclear weapons. Those who are cautioning Iran must also caution Israel," he said, referring to the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. "If we fail to display a fair attitude in this region, the problems will hit not only the region but will spread elsewhere as well. The unrest of the Middle East is the unrest of the world," Erdogan said. Meanwhile, Hariri hailed Turkey's improving ties with Arab countries and increased activism in peace efforts in the Middle East. "We hope and expect Turkey to continue playing a positive role in trying to bring peace," he said. Erdogan said Turkey would supply natural gas and electricity to help meet Lebanon's energy needs and that the two countries planned a ferry service between their Mediterranean coasts. Kadyrov wrapped up his three-day visit to Turkey on Tuesday after attending a meeting of business people from the two countries in Istanbul. Kadyrov also described Israel as an enemy that threatens his country's security through its violation of the Lebanese airspace and waters.